For the last 3 decades, the pipe organ at St. Joseph's Prep School in North Philadelphia has been silent. Now fully repaired, it will give its first concert next Wednesday. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the concert will feature music that would have been performed when the organ was first installed back in 1889.
122 years ago, in 1903, Pope Pius X in the Vatican turned his attention to something that deeply worried him. This kind of liturgical music had gotten too extravagant, the Pope believed, and he mandated that all church music from that moment on be limited to just Gregorian chants. So things like Mendelssohn and Bach and Beethoven, they all had to go.
So the organ, which was designed to play large 19th century music, is now being asked to accompany things like Gregorian chant. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
That is Benjamin Boyle. He's the programmer and conductor of the debut concert of the newly restored pipe organ at the Church of the Jesu.
You're not using any of the capacity of the instrument anymore, because the repertoire has now gone back 500 years.
It took more than 60 years for that papal decree to finally fade away. Organist John Walthausen said the Church of the Jesus organ was designed to accompany the lush, romantic choral tradition of the 19th century.
We have a lot of stops that are what we call string stops. They're a little bit brighter, almost more of a nasal quality, a pleasantly nasal quality that marries really well with the human voice. So I think the instrument itself is very vocal.
Walthausen will perform a program of pre-Pope Pius music accompanied by the contemporary choral group Variant 6. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.